for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority, but we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere have been and will continue to be here for our customers, a promise that will not change.
When OSU launches a new beardless wheat variety, they want it right on all fronts, just like the bearded varieties. Yield, quality, versatility. OK Corral marks the emergence of OSU's first new beardless wheat variety in over 10 years. OK Corral excels in every scenario imaginable, grain only, dual purpose, or hay production. It also protects against several outlaws in wheat country, such as Hessian fly, stripe rust, leaf rust, powdery mildew, leaf blotch, and even bacterial streak. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, the importance of market diversification for U.S. red meat exports was a key point of emphasis at the U.S. Meat Export Federation Spring Conference. USMEF Chair Pat Binger, who heads international sales for Cargill Protein North America, addressed this topic in his opening remarks to USMEF members.
But with evolving demographics and improvements in market access in areas such as Central and South America, and with Southeast Asia achieving dramatic economic growth, USMEF added significant resources with the goal of diversifying our export destinations and capitalizing on new growth opportunities. This foresight is now paying tremendous dividends. Central America has developed into one of our most reliable destinations for U.S. pork and a promising market for U.S. beef and lamb. In South America, free trade agreements and an expanded staff presence helped grow exports to Colombia, Chile, and Peru, and we are gradually making progress in other South American markets. USMEF also added its first ever Africa-based representative nearly 2 years ago. So far, the increased export volumes have mostly been beef liver and other beef variety meats, but there is opportunity for export growth in beef and pork muscle cuts and pork variety meats as well. Importantly, the effort to identify and develop emerging markets has not detracted from well-established destinations such as Japan, Korea, and Mexico, but we know that there will always be twists and turns in our leading markets, which makes diversification extremely important.
For more information on the USMEF Spring Conference, you can go to usmef.org. Well, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association led a letter with the support of 37 affiliate state cattle organizations urging the leadership of the United States Senate and House Agriculture Committees to address critical areas of concern in the cattle and beef industry. Specifically, NCBA wants congressional action to expand beef processing capacity, broaden labor policies to strengthen the beef processing workforce, increase transparency in cattle markets by reauthorizing livestock mandatory reporting, or LMR, support industry efforts to reform products of the USA, generic labeling, ensure proper oversight of cattle market players by concluding the ongoing U.S. Department of Justice investigation into the meatpacking sector. The grassroots letter comes as cattle producers across the country express mounting frustration at the persistent imbalance in the markets. As much of the country lifts pandemic restrictions, consumer demand for U.S. beef remains strong. Producers also have a high supply of cattle to meet demand, but despite this, producers in the cow-calf and feeder sectors of the industry are facing significant challenges. The profits yielded by high boxed beef prices are not being passed on to the producer supplying live cattle, and the supply chain is being choked by the lack of processing capacity. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.